Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of the Greenhouse Podcast. This is the season finale, episode 19, the Craft House Podcast with Kim Craft. Is this the end of the Greenhouse Podcast? Is it no longer hosted by Jordan Green, your one and only? Well, you'll just have to stick around, listen, tune in, and find out on another episode of the Greenhouse Podcast. And be sure to tune in next week, because we have a very special treat, a big episode, episode 20. Brandon Cavedo is back in the house, and we did something crazy. We did something pretty special as a recap of the season to celebrate those who we have had on this show, and also to celebrate those of the future, because this is going places, ladies and gentlemen. My mom told me so. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, here is episode 19. Enjoy. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, everyone listening, I am excited to announce to you today that this is the Greenhouse Podcast. That's right, you've downloaded the right podcast. This is Jordan Green, I'm your host. Thank you for joining us. This is episode 19. Ooh. Super exciting. I have so many things I want to say. First of all, please welcome Kim Craft to the show.
Finally.
I'm so excited that you made it on the show, you know, and this is the season finale. The season finale of the show, you know.
Started out with Chocolate Thunder, you're ending with White Lightning.
With White Lightning.
But everybody knows lightning comes before thunder.
Does it?
It does.
I don't know. In this case, it's actually lightning comes after thunder.
Gotcha.
It seems that way now. I'd like to take this moment to thank our sponsors. You know, we have a few now. Mm-hmm. You can be a sponsor. Anyone can be a sponsor. Yeah. Because now you can go to our website, thegreenhousepodcast.com, and hit the donate button.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's exciting.
Is it like PayPal or?
Yeah, you can use PayPal. You can use your credit card and just use that whole system of PayPal and
gotcha.
And you can donate and you can sponsor our show.
Is that what your $1 hanging up on the wall?
That is. We framed it in a weird way.
So I'll be taking that with me when I leave today.
All right. First of all, Kim, you already took the chairs. They're right. Already.
The truck is backed up.
The truck is backed up.
So you know what's going on, right?
Okay, what's going on?
You didn't get the certified letter?
No. Mail here, there's a mail guy. He's very slow.
Well, the thing is there's been a hostile takeover of the Greenhouse Podcast.
What do you mean?
It will now be and forever known as the Craft House Podcast.
Pull the plug. Shut it down on your end.
I can't.
The disc is spinning at 100% and I don't have access.
What is this music playing?
Play the music.
What was that? This is not right.
In honor of Donald Trump running for president,
Craft House Podcast.
I have created a hostile takeover.
So you're interviewing
of the Greenhouse
me now.
Podcast. Yes. So how does it feel to be the first guest on the Craft House Podcast?
Thank you for having me.
I wouldn't know because I haven't been the first guest on any podcast. If you can't tell, I'm a little upset that. You talked to me when you had this idea when it was just a baby. And I've been checking my phone for text messages, emails. I've been checking the mailbox for certified letters, inviting me to.
Well,
it has never happened.
You know what
It just haven't happened. So I decided to put together a group of investors.
Okay.
Okay, so.
For the Craft House Podcast.
For the Craft House Podcast.
Wow. Now, this is different. So what kind of questions do you have for me then as a guest?
So, again, how does it feel to be the first guest?
It feels inspiring. It feels inspiring. I kind of wish I was a season finale guest, though.
It was awesome. But here, let me make this offer to you.
Okay.
I'm willing to turn it all back over to you.
Oh, man. How do we do this, though?
If you promise...
Should we play the song again?
...to have me again...
I would definitely have you again.
...during season two.
During season two.
Right.
It's such a high promise.
And your choice of... Which episode I'm on.
In my choice of what episode. Okay.
Does that sound good?
I think I can work that in.
All right. So Greenhouse Podcast you know, it is.
It's funny. I'll tell you a secret. If you remember the last episode, which was a little crazy. That one was a very unique episode.
I've heard some stories.
We
family friendly show.
Family here. Friendly show. Yes. It had to be friendly.
You would put me following Rolanda, right?
I did. Wow. But you know, we had to get things back to normal. And now that things are back to normal, we're on the Craft House podcast. Now we have. I wanted to tell you that last time during the improv, you heard somebody speaking in Spanish.
Yes. And no hablas español.
Yes, she. That was actually Edwin.
For real?
Yeah, he was in the live audience. Gotcha. For those of you who don't know, yeah. He was the one that was the one speaking in Spanish.
Nice.
So, you know, I feel like that's going to be, I think we can definitely work you in many ways.
Okay, cool.
Into the next season. So that'd be exciting.
Sounds good. Okay, so the Greenhouse Podcast.
Welcome back to the Greenhouse Podcast.
Welcome back to the Greenhouse Podcast.
Should we play the other? All right, here it goes. Other theme?
It was great while it was the Craft House Podcast, but, you know. I wouldn't do that to you, Jordan.
Well, I
love you,
it.
Man.
That was quite a surprise. I love how you got Danon on it, our janitor, to make the whole sound and everything.
Yeah, he does a good job cleaning up
he does.
The Palatial Greenhouse Podcast studio.
He really does. Awesome. So episode 19, this is exciting. You know, we're going to wrap up this season.
Yes.
We're going to wrap it up on episode 20. Gotcha. Brandon Cavedo and I, we're going to have him back on the show.
Right.
Because he's one of these guest stars, right? So he does this thing where we collide together. Mm-hmm. I don't know if collide's the right word.
Sounds a little creepy, but...
Consult, maybe?
Yeah, there you go.
Consult.
Might be better.
I need more C words here. So yeah, we're going to get together. And we're going to talk about the future of the podcast and the past.
Right.
And we're going to have little highlights of the fun times.
Sure.
But I'm excited because episode 19 is the mark that says, hey, this is what the show has been about.
Right.
Right? We've been about craziness.
Yes.
So... My question for you, what is the most crazy thing you've ever done in your life?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, because you're from Georgia, right?
Yes.
How long have you lived in
Born
Georgia?
And
Born and raised.
I wouldn't want to give you the exact number because then you would know my age.
Okay. So a long time.
Let's just say it's been more than 25 years.
Okay. We'll say that.
All right.
Should we say it together? It's
been more than 25 years.
Okay, great. So no, what is the craziest thing that you've done?
Oh my goodness.
That we can share with
you really
the listeners.
Caught me off guard.
You know, I tried to.
Craziest thing I've ever
I've discovered
done.
There's been some crazy people out there. Here's the crazy ones. And they all live in Georgia.
One of the most crazy things, and this just came to my mind, my wife and I have had many adventures together.
Yeah.
But when we were both in Athens, Georgia, which is God's country, by the way, in case you didn't know, that's where,
I've been to Athens.
The Georgia Bulldogs play.
Ah, yes.
The state school is there and all that. Anyway.
The Bulldogs.
So
Is this a sports thing?
It is. Okay. Yeah, and I was going to ask you later. We'll talk about, you know, whether you think the Georgia defense should go to a 4-3 this year versus a 3-4.
It's up in the air right now with me, but we'll talk about it.
Okay, we'll talk about it. Anyway, this was back in our dating days.
Yeah.
And
you and your wife.
My wife and I, yes.
Dating each other.
Okay. Yes.
Had to be specific.
And my car breaks down.
Oh.
And people that know me very well, that are close to me, my family, they know that, you know, I take after my mom a little bit. I like to save a buck where I can.
For sure.
So my car breaks down. My dad has a mechanic in the town that I grew up in Newnan, Georgia.
Mm.
So rather than getting my car fixed in Athens,
just
having it towed over to some random shop and getting it fixed, I get this great idea that I'm going to pull the car myself without getting a tow truck all the way
to... What do you mean pull it? Like you
like
got out of the car
it.
And you...
Like tow it.
Oh, okay. So you like towed it with what?
I borrowed my dad's truck.
Oh, okay.
A friend of mine had this little gimmicky thing that he had made that you could
connect.
Hook up to a car and had a trailer hitch on it and you pull it, right? So
did it work?
No.
Spoiler, it didn't work.
It did not work. So anyway, I would say the craziest thing is trying to pull my car from Athens, Georgia to Newnan, Georgia.
Wow.
And it was a colossal failure.
And
horrible. My wife still talks about it and laughs about it. And it's
no
just,
way.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess that's one of the craziest things I've ever done.
Hey, that is pretty crazy.
Did not work out. We ended up getting it down there and getting it fixed and all that. But, you know, so from then on, I was like...
I feel like that's one of the craziest ideas.
Yeah, one of the craziest ideas, yes.
If it had worked, it would have been quite the story to tell. Either way, it was a great story.
An engineer, I'm not.
An engineer, you're not. Yeah, no, I've never done that before. I wonder if you are listening,
take it from
out
experience,
there,
and I've got,
don't try it.
I've got a few trips around the sun more than you do.
Yeah,
don't try this.
Don't try it. I wonder if there's anybody out there listening and said, I did the same thing.
That would be a story to collaborate with.
I tell
with.
You, we yeah. should get connected on Facebook or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
It would be interesting. Yeah. So you live right now. Where do you live right now?
I live in Gainesville, Georgia.
You don't live in Athens?
I do not live in Athens.
Okay, but you did.
I did. Okay. Yes, back in my younger days. Yes.
So you were born in Athens?
No, I was born in Noonan, Georgia, so just south of Atlanta.
Noonan, Athens, and now?
Noonan, Athens, Macon, Warner Robins, the middle Georgia yeah. area. Then Gainesville, and I've been in Gainesville the rest of.
So you've been all over Georgia. I bet you know a lot of people
Georgia.
In Georgia. Do you know anybody?
I do.
Who do you know as far as, do you know anybody famous that lives in Georgia?
Oh, my goodness.
Probably met a lot of people.
Some of the people that I know that are famous, it's almost embarrassing to say, because I actually know the former athletic director at University of Georgia
wow.
pretty well, Damon Evans.
Damon Evans.
Damon
yeah.
Evans.
Yeah.
And he got in trouble, as everybody kind of already knows,
sure.
A few years back, lost his job and all this good stuff.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I guess you could say he's one.
But I've met
several people. I wouldn't say I've become friends with them, but
yeah.
I've met wow. Evander Holyfield, champion.
And they all lived
boxer.
In Georgia.
All yes, they all live
wow,
in Georgia.
That's pretty cool.
I've met Herschel Walker.
Yeah.
The greatest football player ever.
So tell us the story behind football. What got you into football in this sport?
My dad was a huge football fan growing up, so it just kind of, you know, stuck with me. What was
his favorite team? Was it something Georgia?
He loved the Georgia Bulldogs.
Bulldogs.
That's where I got my love
nice.
For the Georgia Bulldogs from. He also yeah. loved oddly enough, not a Georgia team. He loved the Dallas Cowboys because he loved
Texas.
No, he didn't love Texas. He loved he loved the coach who at the time was Tom Landry.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Loved him and his philosophy and his you know, his kind of way of leading men. So
right,
he loved the Dallas Cowboys
yeah.
as long as Tom Landry was the coach.
And they're a baseball team.
No, Jordan. They're a football team.
We've proven this episode after episode that I really don't understand sports. I mean, I understand them. I don't have as much knowledge as many do.
Yes.
But I respect the yeah. ones who do, because I do enjoy sports. I like playing sports.
I know.
Yeah.
You're a very athletic person.
Yeah,
tall,
I've thrown the
How
football.
How tall are you, Jordan?
I'm about 6'3". Are we back on the Kim Craft podcast, Craft House podcast? I'm about 6'3"-ish.
Yeah. I've yeah. got you cut by a couple inches. I'm 6'5", so.
6'5", yeah. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, my grandpa, he was 6'7".
Nice.
Yeah.
I did not get to meet him, but I know your love for him. And
yeah.
He was
tall. It's in the family. It's in the tall
yeah.
family. I assume your family was pretty tall, too.
Not really.
Not really. Weird.
my dad was probably, I don't know, 5'7", 5'8". Tops. And a grandfather, my mother's father, who I never met, he
yeah.
passed away before I was born.
He was pretty tall?
I think that's where the height comes
okay.
from.
Okay. Yeah. Because I think it's in the genes.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's always fascinates me.
Yeah.
Oh, there's tall families and then short families.
Funny story. I actually started out just as a normal, regular size kid. And wait, 1 year I grew 13 inches.
Isn't this the funny story
Seriously.
Of everyone's life, though?
13 inches. My mom.
Wait, one
my
year?
Mom,
Are you serious?
In 1 year, 13
in 1 year.
Inches. Yes.
So that's the unique part, because everyone starts
part.
Off small.
Everyone starts
like,
off small.
Second,
yeah,
how
yeah.
funny is
I
this?
I was
story?
Not born 6'5".
Yeah.
No.
Oh my goodness! So you live with your wife now. You live here.
I live
in
with
Georgia.
My wife. Our
yeah.
youngest son is living with us temporarily after having graduated from the University of
Georgia. Of
Georgia,
of course.
Athens,
yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
He's back home for a while, and it's great.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
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 Do you plan to always live in Georgia? Is this your home now?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I mean, it's you know, having lived in Georgia all my life, I have
right.
traveled pretty extensively, and I just haven't really found anywhere that I'd rather, you know,
yeah,
set down roots. I mean, the people in Georgia are great.
Do you own property?
Yes.
In Georgia? Okay.
Yes.
So are you digging on this property, though? That's the question. Are you digging for oil?
I'm not digging. You know, the signs, you see the signs all over the side of the road, call before you dig.
Is that what they say? So, I didn't see those signs. So, I should really cover up the holes I've made in my backyard.
I'm not digging, yeah.
No, what if you were, though? What if you were sitting on
oil? Yeah, what if I hit that, like the Beverly Hillbillies?
What would you do?
Boom, hit the golden.
Would you stay in Georgia?
Yeah, I'd stay in Georgia.
I mean, who knows? There might be more oil.
I would probably invest in properties other places.
You used to be a realtor, right?
Yeah.
You still work around, you know, a few people here and there in the realty business.
Yeah, I helped some coworkers get into their first homes.
And
It's still, you know, something that interests me, but it's a past,
It's something in the past.
You know, I've moved on.
I've always wondered. I bet that's pretty tough work trying to sell a house. Or were you trying to sell houses?
Yeah,
right?
Houses, yeah. Land, commercial property,
donuts on the weekends,
coffee. Yeah.
See, what are those things that Krispy Kreme? You hold up the donuts and it says fundraiser.
Fundraiser. Yeah.
Fun donut raiser. I don't know if it's that. I think that's
fun
what it is.
Donut raiser. Yes.
You also sell that on the side on the weekends. It works. Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. Oh, I know you had a couple things written down that you wanted to announce to the world. And I think you had brought them up. You just mentioned them.
Well, let me.
We were talking about them earlier.
Let me say
curious.
One thing, and I know this podcast is somewhat
it's global
of
now.
People.
This podcast is global.
It is global. Yeah. Yes, it's on the intranets.
It's on the intranets on the tubes
on the intranets. All right, and I'm a huge note taker because it's like 1 minute it's there, the next minute it's gone.
Oh yeah, I mean, I know.
I don't know if you know, like about 6 years ago, I had a brain infection.
Really?
It's called encephalitis. It's like meningitis, but instead of
encephalitis.
Yeah, it's on the internet too.
Okay, maybe I should like go to that Google search and it just sounds it out for me. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I'll figure it out later.
So one of the long term.
What does it mean? Yeah, what does it do? Well,
it's an infection that causes your brain to swell, causes a real high fever. If it's not caught in time, of course, it can take your life.
Deadly, yeah.
So fortunately or unfortunately, it was about 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Around 6 or 7 years ago.
Wow.
Pretty scary, but the cool thing about it for me was I don't remember any of it. You know, my brain was swollen. I was in a medically induced sleep.
So you don't remember having to go through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, my wife has very bad memories of it. But,
right.
But anyway, one of the short-term kind of deals of it is short-term memory loss. So,
oh, really?
You know, if I have an idea, I have to immediately put it down somewhere.
And write it down, yeah.
Or it's gone.
Yeah.
You know. In fact, my wife and I joke about it because she'll say, hey, would you mind washing the dishes before you go to work? Or you mind putting this load in the washer before you go to work? And if I don't do it, I'm like, oh, it was the encephalitis.
It was, and you just blame it on that. You know,
even though it wasn't, it was
I
just
I feel like
my
sometimes
laziness.
I struggle with this too, though. I don't know if maybe, I hope I don't have that. By the way, Kim, I know you had something to that you had written down. Do you mind sharing with us what that was? Or did I feel like we've been through this.
Yeah, yeah. You have a rewind button on this
rewind
thing?
Button. No, that is fascinating. Do you ever find yourself like forgetting that you already ate and now you overeat?
Well, the thing about it is, having listened to all of the Greenhouse podcasts, our good friend Terry Vineyard
mentioned something
in his episode about how you're cruising along in life and all of a sudden something comes along and kind of
changes
your course and the way you have to do things, the way you have to, you know, sometimes have to think. So I've had to adjust, you know, I've had to adjust things like, for instance, taking notes on everything I need to remember.
Right.
Names. I'm horrible with names. I have to give everyone a nickname. And if you'll remember.
What's
and
my
if you'll
nickname?
Know, you tell me. What do I call you every time I see you at work?
I don't. Oh man, that is a good one. Jay Green, something like that.
Jordanation.
That's right.
Jordanation.
That is funny.
I say, what's up, Jordanation?
That's right.
Edwin is Edwinamundo.
Oh yeah.
And Rolando is Rolando.
Rolando.
And just I have to kind of come up with like to help me remember your name.
We all, I feel
I give
like
it my own nickname.
You give it your own nickname.
Yeah.
I feel like we all struggle in a little bit of ways of like remembering names and stuff like that. So you have tricks of writing it down, having these nicknames. This is good advice.
Yeah.
You should like write a book or something.
Well, there's a great...
because people struggle with memory in just general.
There's a great book that was written about encephalitis called Brain on Fire.
Yeah.
It's a New York Times bestseller. It's really, it's a true story, but it's one of those books...
I'd be afraid to read it. I'd just be like, what does this mean?
The thing is it's one of those books that you honestly cannot put it down.
Right, right.
Once you get into the meat of the book, you're like, what's next? You know, you flip the page, what's going to happen next, you know? And
it's not fiction.
No, it's not fiction. It's a true story about I believe she worked for the New York Times. She was a reporter.
Yeah.
And she, you know, she got the infection and started a downward spiral of, you know, forgetfulness.
And she was a reporter. Wow.
Reporter. And, yeah. And
that seems very interesting.
The cool thing is for me, I have a very good doctor. And he caught it early.
Yeah.
And
that is great.
His pastor, his minister, had it about a month before I had it. So when he started looking at me and my case and what was going on with me, he was like, let's do an MRI and a spinal tap.
This reminds me of something.
See let's what we've got it. Here. And he literally saved my life. I owe my life
That's
to
awesome.
Dr. Sean Sumner in Gainesville, Georgia.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Shout out to Sean Sumner.
Yeah, if you're listening, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
From our greenhouse team to yours, which is just me.
Oh, wait, I got to call the trucks
the
back there. Come back, trucks.
Get the trucks.
Bring all this stuff back.
Get all this stuff back.
All right, okay.
He needs this. Yeah, you know, the studio here, it's small, but it's quaint. You know,
it's palatial studios, man.
I was talking about that with Heather. She was on episode 11. You know,
yes.
Talking about how I had to sell everything, and I live here in my studio now.
And in just a couple of short years, you'll be actually, after this episode.
Yeah.
You've got fame and fortune coming your way, so be ready.
To it.
Be ready.
I don't know if I am ready.
When people find out that I'm on your podcast,
Kim Craft.
Yeah, then you're
when people find
you.
Out that the episode changed to the Craft House podcast, I think people are just definitely going
to
be interested.
And back
sure.
to the Greenhouse podcast in one fell swoop.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! So Kim,
yes.
are you ready to go to the next section? I think like you had one more thing that you did want to announce. I can sense it. I'm really good at sensing these things. If not, you're ready. We're ready to go.
No, I forgot where I put my notes. It's the encephalitis.
It's somewhere else. And you can't blame it again. The dishes first. All right, so this is the next section that we're going to go on to. This is the next part of our show.
Yes.
We do this with every guest. I don't know if you've heard of this. It's called the improv section.
The part that I've dreaded the most.
The part that you've dreaded the most.
Yes.
You know, it becomes very interesting. But this is, we call it improv. And I'm going to go ahead and play the improv section theme song. Here
awesome.
It is.
Let's talk improv. Let's talk improv. Say this, don't say that, I'll say that, you say this.
All right, so this
awesome.
So for those of you who are new to the show, this is the section of the show where we throw ourselves into an improv situation. So Kim, you and I are just going to have a conversation.
I have nothing to say.
But we are, well, you do. You're on the show. People have something to say. So we're just going to talk and we're just going to have a conversation, but we're no longer in the studio.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Gotcha.
So in this situation, I'm going to be someone interviewing you in a sit-down interview.
Okay.
Similar to this, but it's going to be like Dateline style.
Kind of like a podcast.
Kind of like a podcast.
Okay.
It's going to be like a Dateline style interview with now this is with the richest man in the world.
Am I the richest man
world? You're the richest man in the world.
Oh, man.
So
the
we got
pressure.
The who. I'm the interviewer.
Right.
You're the richest man in the world.
Right.
Okay.
I did, however, just buy out the Greenhouse podcast.
Right,
you know, so.
Right. We're going to talk about the new super expensive mind-blowing venture that you have coming up because you're so rich.
And that is what?
Exactly. So we're going to talk about that.
Okay.
All right. So are you ready?
As ready as I'm going to get.
All right. Here we go. Here we go.
This is where it goes downhill.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the new talk show host right here on Channel 2 Action News. This is the part of the show where we don't talk about news, but we interview people, famous people. Today on the show, we have Kim Craft, the richest man in the world. Welcome to the show, Kim.
Yes, thank you for having me, Jordan. It's been, I've followed your career from day one when you started out.
From day one. The
Greenhouse Podcast.
In
and
diapers.
You made it through that whole, like, takeover with the Craft House Podcast, and I applaud you for that.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, I...
good business decisions there,
I don't
Jordan.
Know how I ended up on this section of Channel 2 News after that career was great. I don't know why I gave it up, honestly. But I'm... You've obviously made some great decisions in your life. You're the richest man in the world now.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
How does that feel?
It feels awesome.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, I can do anything I want.
What was the first thing that came to mind when somebody told you, you're now the richest man in the world?
Well, just another feather in my cap.
Feather. I understand.
You know,
we've all been there.
It's just money, right? You know, you can't take it with you.
That's what everybody's, that's what you think. But, you know, we were getting letters recently saying, you got to interview this guy. How did he become the richest man in the world? Right. Did you sell something? Did you invent something?
Just ideas.
Ideas.
Just, you know, my ideas would come in. I would
write them down in the notes.
I'd write them down in my notes, and then I would get my ideas out there.
Yeah.
And it's just like every idea I had just turned to money.
Gold. It was just pure gold.
Just pure money.
Wow.
Yes.
I am impressed.
Yes.
You know, I wish I just struck oil on my own property or something.
You could do that, but I'm telling you,
it's all about
money. Is an idea.
It's an idea.
It's in the ideas.
So what's your next idea? We know that you wanted to announce this to the world.
I'm going to give you an exclusive.
Okay.
Because I respect you so much as a journalist.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
My next venture.
Right.
Is an idea that I have.
Okay. Another one of these ideas. I'm really excited
about how to extract ideas
From
other people without their knowledge of you extracting the ideas from their brain.
Now, Kim, how long have you had this invention?
I have been working on this for about 22 days.
22 days.
Yes.
Okay, so most of your ideas in the past, they weren't extracted from others already. But now, so are you out of ideas? I guess you're not because you came up with this idea.
Right.
It's mind-blowing. It's like it's a dream within a dream within a dream. I can't even keep track of it.
I know. That's what I feel like I'm in a dream right now.
You're not using this this machine on me now, are you?
Because, I am.
Oh, my goodness.
I am. And I'm telling you, the last idea you just had, I've got to say.
You think it's gold?
I've got to say no.
No,
it's not a good idea, Jordan.
Oh, man.
Sorry, you need to
think of
something
else. So you're just judging people left and right on their ideas now.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. I'm a little afraid now because that idea, I was going to go public with it.
Well, I would rethink that idea.
All right. I guess
tweak it, rewind, you know, hit the delete button.
All right. Well, I was going to even announce it on the show. Well, I guess that wraps it up then.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Well, Kim, I tell you what. Thank you for flying in on your jet plane today.
That's awesome. My limo's waiting to take me back.
To the jet plane. Literally 10 feet away from the studio.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you live your life and your rich self and those fancy shoes of yours.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you for being on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the 1 hour special. I don't even know. Was this 1 hour?
I don't know. I still feel like I'm in a dream.
I know, right? All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us right here on Channel 2 Action News. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Kim Craft.
Awesome.
That was
awesome.
Let's do it again.
Wait, have we done it yet?
Did we do it? So this is the part of the show where we have an improv. Are you ready?
This thing that scares me the most, Jordan.
That is the thing that scares the most. The good news is we can keep rewinding and, you know, edit this out later. That was a blast. I can't believe you came up with all those ideas.
Ideas about ideas.
And extracting ideas from others. Yes. I would have never guessed. That is brilliant.
Actually, I have been working on
that. You really? Oh, my God. I'm scared. Oh, my goodness. So that was brilliant. That was brilliant. That's something you could expect, ladies and gentlemen, from every guest that we have here on the show. I think there's always a little bit of spunk and improv in everyone.
Yes.
And everyone can just pretend to be in a different moment, a different place.
Yes.
For just a brief moment, and especially people in Georgia. There's something special about us.
There is.
You know, those Georgia Bulldogs.
Yes. What do you think about the 4-3 defense versus the 3-4 defense?
So I thought about this for a while. I mapped it out. So I have one of those, you know, those little, you shake them. It's like Etch-a-Sketch.
Etch-a-Sketch, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the old school iPad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I took one of those Etch-a-Sketches. Etch-a-Sketches. I can't even say it. I took one of those Etch-a-Sketches.
And sketched an etch.
And I sketched an etch of the entire play-by-play after what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, does he really have to do this? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Does he have to, you know, the football, the whole situation?
Yes.
It was mind-blowing because when I finally put it out on a map, I didn't know what to think. Suddenly, everything, like, all my ideas, nothing.
Right.
You know, I pretended as if I didn't even know what the whole situation was about. So okay. What was your take on it?
You know, the 4-3 versus the 3-4,
yeah.
You know, I think they could do a hybrid even.
Mm.
They could do,
I started to think that.
They
but
could
then
do
I,
the 3-4 yeah. on, you know, certain plays and yep. then pull up that fourth person and make it the 3-4 on
That's what I wrote down in the Etch-A-Sketch.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I had to.
You're thinking right.
I had to shake it. I started all over.
I got you.
Yeah, and it's gone now.
You know
what's
funny? You brought up the Etch-A-Sketch thing. I sometimes will take my iPad
and shake it like an Etch-A-Sketch. Just start over. I'm done with this. This idea is no good. It's Jordan's idea that I extracted from him.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That is brilliant. So, Kim, there's another part of our show, and we're really proud of this because every guest gets to kind of connect with the next guest. Mm-hmm. They don't know who the next guest is, and that's right. What makes it fun. So we actually have three questions ready for you.
Oh, wait a minute.
From our previous guest.
Wait.
Do you remember last week's episode?
Time out. Are these questions from Rolando?
They're from Rolando.
Or as
Rolando.
I call him, Rolando.
And we had quite the special episode. And
oh
for those of
gosh.
You who heard it, it was probably edited a lot. Or maybe it wasn't. And God
help
you.
A little frightened.
Right.
Beyond
his terms. His terms were.
Too late to walk off of this thing.
For those of you who did not hear it, his terms were, we have to take a shot every time you say something wild or silly or just ridiculous. And I said, okay, cool. Sounds fun. Because, you know, I wanted to give him like a going away gift. I wanted
yes.
to be there and drink with him and have a, you know, have a few drinks and have fun.
As we all know, he's going to MailChimp in Miami.
I don't think so. That's not true. So he's leaving and he's going to Miami and he had these three questions and I didn't know what these questions were. So I'm going to go ahead and play an audio clip of the first question. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Question number one.
Question number one.
And there it was.
No.
So.
Just no. No.
The funny thing is we don't even know. No one does what he said.
I do.
You do because we learned together off the air.
And no.
So for those of you listening on, that's the only choice you have is
just
listening on the
make
podcast.
Make up any question in your mind.
The answer is no.
My answer is no.
That's a good answer. Okay. It's very specific.
All right. I hope they get better.
Question number two. Here's question number two. I'm going to play the clip.
All right.
If question number two could be, if you could say anything you want,
yeah,
that there is no way that Jordan Green with an E at the end could edit shit out. What
yep.
the f- would you want to say?
Okay. So if you could say anything and I can't edit it out. What would it be? You know, honestly,
oh
you know what's funny is you can literally say anything and it could just be like, just, hey, Jordan, how's it going? And I could just bleep it out.
It could still be bleeped out. All right. So here we go.
All right.
My answer to that question is.
Goodness.
How was that?
Wow.
Was that okay?
I can't put that on the air.
And you can't edit it out.
Oh, my
Rolando
gosh.
Said so.
Yeah, no, it's true. I can't put that on the air. It's just, it's too violent. This is a children's show. It's not a children's show. This is a family-friendly show.
Family-friendly.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But thank you. Thank you for being honest
okay.
with your question.
Right. Well,
with your question.
Okay.
All right, so here is question number three from our guest last week, Rolando.
Let's see. What's just your favorite thing to do?
So, finally, a legitimate question.
Right. What's your favorite thing or favorite thing to do, it sounds like? Yeah.
My favorite thing to do is, I have several.
Yeah.
Hang out with my family. I love, you know, hanging out, not just my wife and kids, but my immediate family. I have a brother and two sisters, and I have a sister-in-law and brother-in-law that
yeah.
we're all very close, and I love hanging out with them. I love riding my motorcycle.
Yeah.
And... for those of you who know me well, I love listening to the poetry and the music of Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen. Okay, first of all, I always forget the number. How many times have you been to
see Bruce Springsteen in concert?
Right, right.
27 times.
27 times?
Yes.
That's so awesome.
Every time I show up, security is alerted.
They're like, he's back.
There's a bit of a restraining order.
We have a craft house in the house. Oh, my goodness.
27 times, and he puts on a phenomenal show. Dude's like 65 years old, and he puts on.
How close are you when you go?
It depends on, when you get your tickets, how close you are. But the best seats my wife and I ever had, and this goes way back. My wife and I have been together for, gosh, I don't even want to say how long.
Yeah, we've
been
married with the numbers.
Been married 27 years, longer than you've been alive.
Yeah, right.
But we went to a Bruce Springsteen concert at the old Omni in downtown Atlanta. We had 8th row seats. And my wife was 8 months pregnant with my youngest son.
No way.
And my youngest son turned out he's a phenomenal musician.
It's because of that.
It's because of Bruce Springsteen.
That is awesome.
I'm telling you.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
And so you like to drive your motorcycle.
I like to ride my motorcycle.
To these concerts.
No, I've never ridden my motorcycle to the concert. That's just too much fun to have
just too much
one
in
time.
One day.
Yeah, it's just that my mind would explode.
People
I'm
would go
you.
Crazy. They're like, that guy over there
is having way too much fun.
Yeah. He needs to slow it down. So you do it several times. Yeah. These are some of your favorite things to do. Why motorcycles? What?
It's weird. I'm not a rebel. I'm not a daredevil.
Yeah.
I'm not a,
But is it
I'm
just
pretty,
a feeling
pretty
that you
grounded
have?
Person. I'm a father, husband, deacon at my church.
Yeah,
But it's just, I don't know. People say it's freedom, man. Your hair in the wind and your knees in the breeze.
Yeah,
and
that's what people tell me.
But that's kind of what it is. I mean, it's just, the wind and you can see everything around you.
Have you ever been on one of those really long stretched roads?
Yes.
Where there's just like straight.
Yes.
With your motorcycle?
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Yes.
I've always wanted to do that on a...
You should do it, Jordan.
In the movies, though, specifically. I want to be in a movie
doing
driving
that.
On a motorcycle. And it's like opening scene and then music starts.
Yeah.
And I get off my bike, take the sunglasses off. And then I don't know what happens next. We have to get a rider or something. I feel like that would be cool, though.
We'll put that in our notes.
Yeah, we'll put it in the notes.
Our idea book.
So, Kim, this is the best part. You get to ask 3 questions for the next guest. And
you
don't know who they are.
I don't know who the next guest
is. Yeah, you never know.
Let me pull up my notes.
All right.
So, hey, is it okay if I answer my own questions?
Gosh, I would be offended if you didn't.
Okay. All right. So, question number one.
Yeah.
And just tell me if these questions have been asked already.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter because it's a new guest every time.
Okay.
Even if it is.
Question number one.
Yeah.
If you could only keep 5 possessions, what would they be?
Only 5?
Only 5 possessions. We're not talking about people or family, but if you could only keep 5 possessions,
what would they be? It's so uneven, though. Why not 4?
Okay, 4.
I'm just kidding. So 5 possessions, though.
5 possessions.
And do you have to be able to carry these possessions?
I would say you have to possess these possessions. Do they
have to be possessed?
Well, remember, a person cannot be a possession. So,
obviously
I would keep my wife, but she's not a possession.
Right.
So we're talking about, material goods.
Interesting.
Not services, but goods,
What would those 5 things be?
Your Nike high tops or,
Favorite
t-shirt? No.
Yeah.
No. My 5 would be my motorcycle.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. And I went back and forth on this, but...
A picture frame?
My iPhone.
A picture of your iPhone?
No, my iPhone.
Okay, your iPhone.
Because I have my Bruce Springsteen collection on my iPhone.
The iPhone.
Yeah.
Even better.
So that's 2.
Wait, now number 3 has to be a charger for the iPhone.
Number 3
I'm
is charger. See, he's reading my mind now. The charger for my iPhone.
I'm using your new invention.
Number are we on?
We're
5?
On number, technically 4.
Number 4, iCloud. No, that's a service, right?
It's like, well,
iCloud
to
is
back
a service.
Up, you have to use iCloud to back up.
Right.
But yeah, it's a service.
Okay,
it doesn't count.
Service,
so number 4.
It doesn't count.
Yeah.
Probably my, let's see, motorcycle, iPhone.
iPhone charger.
iPhone charger.
Yep.
My favorite chair and my dog den at home. I'd have to possess my favorite chair and my dog den at home.
Your dog den?
My dog den.
Is this, do you have a dog? And
I have no dogs.
So no. Maybe I'm confused. So is all there right. a dog? What is a dog den?
The dog den, spelled D-A-W-G.
Oh, dog den.
It's my
den.
Guy cave.
I like it.
It's where
I thought it was just like a small box that held some sort of dog, and
no,
you don't want the dog. Bring the cage.
It's my special. It's my happy place.
I like it. Good, and that's number four.
That's awesome. Number four. The dog den is the room that I have paid homage to the University of Georgia.
Yeah.
So I have all my memorabilia up. I've got big screen TVs in there. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So you have to come over, Jordan.
Yeah, I should. I should.
You should come over.
You know, we'll do it right after this.
We'll do it.
Wow. Yeah, I like how you asked. It was one question, but it was five things.
Yeah. Okay. Did I break the rule?
No.
I have been known as a rule breaker.
It's just like if you were to ask a genie for more wishes.
Okay.
It's even better.
All right.
Yeah.
So in interest of time, let's keep it at four.
Let's keep it at four. That's a good idea.
Repeat, four possessions would you keep?
I like it.
Okay.
Four possessions. See, two of time. All right. So question number, is this number two?
We're this number is number two.
Question
number two.
We successfully talked about nothing. Well done.
With something to say.
With something to say. So what's something to say, number two?
Number two, if you could witness any event of the past, present, or future, what would it be?
Good question.
Would you like for me to answer that question?
What would you do?
This is going to be weird. Witness? This is going to be a little strange.
We've seen some strange stuff on this podcast. Or heard some strange stuff.
I would like to go back in biblical times.
Yeah.
To when Christ was crucified.
Wow.
Not to witness the crucifixion itself.
Oh, that's the phones are ringing off the hook, Kim.
I hear you, buddy.
They're ringing off the hook. They're calling in. You've made the podcast famous.
That's my lawyer calling, saying, "Hey, wait a minute, what's going on? You took it over. And you're giving it back.
We don't know what to do here. You can't just be." That's hilarious.
Brandon,
hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey, dude. I'm sorry. I'm finishing up. I've got maybe 5-10 minutes left.
Oh, dude, I'm so sorry.
No, you're good.
Are you recording right now?
You're part of the podcast, Brandon.
Gus. Darn it, where are you? This conversation in the podcast.
Can you hear it in the headphones, Kim?
Yes. Okay. Can we hear the record button?
I'm going to then leave here, and I'll meet you at the Ruby Tuesdays, but I'll give you an ETA.
The Rube Tube?
Yeah, the Rube Tube. And then we'll go see the movie.
Meet me at Tim Lizzie's. I might go there and get a drink or something.
Holla. I'll meet you there.
All right, buddy.
I'll text you when I'm leaving. All right, cheers.
All right, man. Bye.
All right, and that's and now I answered the phone call. Yeah. So now that that's out of the way, the phone call was actually Brandon Cavedo.
Are we recording?
We are recording.
Okay,
we're recording the whole
didn't
time.
Didn't want to get 59 minutes into this and have to start over.
Have to start over.
All right. Have not been taking shots, by the way.
We haven't. Thank God. Oh, my goodness. Bad idea. Whose idea was that? Although it was entertaining. It was funny.
I'm sure Rolando had something to do with it.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a background of doing stuff like that. Anyway, I'll let you repeat your question number two now that we've got.
All right, let me go back to
Brandon
Cavedo,
who was our guest star. He'll be on another episode eventually here soon. I think it's just funny that he called in. I'm going to a movie. Thanks for being on the show. All right, what was question number two?
If you could witness any event of the past, present, or future, what would it be?
That's right. Yes. Okay, so we did say that.
Yes.
Yeah. And then. That's yeah.
And mine
and
would
was,
be
what was yours?
To go back in biblical times.
Yeah.
To Christ's crucifixion.
Yes.
Not necessarily to witness the crucifixion, but to see the world, how the reaction to this and how the you know,
that'd be a part of history
to
absolutely. That'd be interesting to see.
Yeah, huge part
an experience.
Of history.
Now could you come back?
Oh, yeah, I would hope so. I mean,
so
absolutely.
It's more like you're more like witnessing it as if you're in a
I wouldn't
movie
be
theater.
Able to do the podcast because we didn't have equipment didn't have like equipment this back then. In biblical times. You know,
right. No, that is brilliant. Okay, so what's question number three?
Question number three. What's the best advice anyone has ever given you?
Oh, that is a really good one. That is a good one. We have had that one before, but I love it.
Oh, really?
And
okay.
I know. We've had it once before. Well, you know, it's funny. This is the funny thing about the show. I'm recording episode 19 right now. But episode 10 just aired today, technically.
Right.
So you guys get these episodes, like we record way ahead of time.
Right.
So you guys are hearing this episode, but it's okay.
Right.
I love that question.
Okay. My answer to that would be.
What's your best advice?
When I told my parents I was asking my wife to marry me, my dad gave me a great piece of advice. You'd have to know my dad to know his sense of humor. He had a very dry sense of humor. He looked at me with as straight a face as he ever had in his life, and he goes, "Son, I'm going to give you one piece of advice about marriage.
Yeah.
People will tell you, don't go to bed angry when you're fighting with your spouse. Don't rest on being angry with each other."
Right, right.
So my advice to you, son, is forget that. Sometimes you just got to get some sleep.
Sometimes you... gosh. Sometimes, trust me, you get tired. You need
sometimes some sleep. You just got to get some sleep.
Oh, my goodness. This has been a real pleasure, Kim.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thanks for being in the house. Thanks for joining us on the show. We were waiting for this moment. It's been weeks.
We've been waiting a long time, Jordan.
It's been weeks.
I'm telling you, it was like Christmas for me. I couldn't sleep last night.
Neither could I.
With bated breath, I was waiting to come on your show.
Well, I'm glad you did. And thanks for taking the invite seriously and joining us in the house. And well, I'm excited to see where the show goes now that it's super famous because Kim has been on the show.
I'm telling you, the fame and fortune's coming your way.
I don't know
buddy.
What to do. Last but not least, I'm going to ask you about your favorite place in Atlanta. And
yes.
We wrap up the show.
Yes.
And that's it. So here it is. What is your favorite place in Atlanta?
What is your favorite place? Where do you go? What do you like? What is your favorite place? Where do you go?
So, Kim, what is your favorite place to go in Atlanta or Georgia?
Favorite place to go in Atlanta? I would say my favorite place to go, I honestly can't pass it almost. The Varsity.
Oh, my gosh. The Varsity.
Man, chili cheeseburger with pimento cheese.
Oh, and it's got a lot of history. And there's sports.
There's sports.
It's got a lot of sports history involved as well.
Yeah.
Wow. That is a good place.
The Varsity. Yeah.
You know, don't go there every day.
Not every day. another favorite place that my wife and I love to go to, like just, you know, when we're in the area or down that way is the Flying Biscuit.
Oh, my gosh. People don't know about the Flying Biscuit. If you haven't been there,
Flying Biscuit is awesome.
It is to die for.
Yes.
I agree.
It's awesome.
Yeah, that's definitely one of those local restaurants that did well and is still there, and I love it. Yep. I'm glad it did.
Yes,
that's awesome. Thanks for sharing your favorite place. Also, do you have an Instagram or a Twitter page that
everything
you could share
everything
your
is
handle?
At Technokimbo.
Can you spell that for us?
T-E-C-H.
N-O-K-I-M-B-O. K-I-M-B-O.
At Technokimbo.
Technokimbo.
Twitter,
and that's Twitter and Instagram.
Wow,
all right.
Facebook, you're everything's at Technokimbo.
Across
the board. Tumblr.
Consistency.
Yeah.
Consistency is key.
Yes, sir.
For those of you who are wondering and you want to see some behind-the-scenes photos of our podcast, you can go
to... Are we
going
to take those photos later? Because we haven't taken any yet.
No. You don't tell people that. They're all staged.
Edit it out.
However, they're supposed to be candid. It's a secret. Nobody knows that we take all the photos later. But if you want to see these photos, you can go to our Instagram page. It is at the Greenhouse Podcast. I don't know why I gave it up. Oh, well, that's because our Twitter page is at Greenhouse Pod. And our Instagram is at the Greenhouse Podcast. And of course, you can visit us at our website, thegreenhousepodcast.com. You can visit us there, listen to the podcast, subscribe, donate, whatever you want to do. We appreciate it. We thank you, listeners. Thanks for listening to episode 19.
Dig deep. Dig deep into your pockets.
The last guest on the show.
The season finale, baby.
Season finale. And episode 20 rounds it all up.
Season finale.
The next episode, we're going to round it all up. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. White lightning trumps.
The white lightning. Did we talk
thunder.
About that?
We didn't even
We didn't need to.
We'll do it next season.
White lightning.
Coming in season 2, white lightning discusses his friendship with
Chocolate Thunder. It's fitting. It's fitting. Starting with Chocolate Thunder, end with White Lightning.
Make me sound good, Jordan. Everybody on your podcast has these deep, beautiful voices.
You know,
so make me sound good, brother.
I'll try.
Okay.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next time on the Greenhouse Podcast, the show where we talk about nothing with people who have something to say. You know the drill.
Gotcha.
so that way we aren't held accountable for anything that's right. said, whatever. Yeah. Besides that, I think that's it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm gonna play the theme music and bring us in.
My answer to that question is...
Do a long beat.
Goodness.
How was that?
Wow.
Was that okay?
I can't put that on the air.
And you can't edit it out.
Oh, my
Rolando
gosh.
Said so. To the show.